Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Alan Jackson. That was Chattahoochee on Muskie Country 101, and it's the perfect way to start my last hour with you today. I'll be real, folks. I am beat after a long week, and it's been one of those ones where the vibe's been good, but I'm still super tired here at the end of it. I want to crack that nut open a little bit with you, but first, let's crack on with more country music from Justin Moore and Carrie Underwood coming right up.
Muskie 101.
Every day I'd drive to work across Flint River Bridge, 100 yards from the spot where me and Grandpa fished. There's a piece of his old fruit stand on the side of Sawmill Road. He'd be there peeling peaches if it was 20 years ago. And what I wouldn't give to ride around in that old truck with him. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids and go for the day. Introduce them to their grandpa, watch them laugh at the way he talked. Find my long-lost cousin John, the one we left back in Vietnam. Show him a picture of his daughter now. She's a doctor and he'd be proud. Tell him we'd be back in a couple of days. In the rearview mirror, we'd all watch him wave. Yeah, losing them wouldn't be so hard to take if heaven wasn't so far away. Three of those girls we lost from the class of 99. And I'd find my bird dog bow and take him hunting one more time. Ask Hank why he took those pills back in 53. And Janice to sing the second verse of me and Bobby McGee. Sit on a cloud and visit for a while. It'd do me good just to see them smile. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids.
kids and go for the day. Introduce them to their grandpa. Watch them laugh at the way he talked. Find my long-lost cousin John, the one we left back in Vietnam. Show him a picture of his daughter now. She's a doctor and he'd be proud. Tell him we'd be back in a couple of days. In the rearview mirror, we'd all watch him wave. Yeah, and losing them wouldn't be so hard to take. If heaven wasn't so far, if heaven wasn't so far, if heaven wasn't so far away, so far away, so far
slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that.
Definitely more music.
It's your country. 101.1.
Muskie 101.
Everything's still pretty much the same around here. The neighbor's still shooting all the next year's deer. Boys still lose, that's the plan at home. But But I got better since you got gone. I'm still a few too many on a Friday night. Still try to step in when it ain't my fight. I'm still me, don't get me wrong. But I got better since you got gone. Swear it was like was overnight, like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned into, but it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. 'Cause I got better since you got talking again. My friends you hated ain't said one word. Besides, you got better since you lost her. Swear it was like, I'll be damned, I'm finally back to being who I am. When we were over, it was overnight. Like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned. But it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. 'Cause I got better since you got gone. Oh, baby, since you got gone. And I ain't saying you're the sleep that I lost, but I never slept this good before. I ain't saying you're the weight on my back, I'm just saying that it ain't there no more. Was overnight, like came on, it all felt right. When it all went wrong, you turned me loose. Wasn't no telling who I turned into, but it turns out me and you together's why it took so long. 'Cause I got better since you got gone. Yeah, baby, since you got
someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. He said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Now, Bubba ain't never been accused of being mentally stable, so we did not draw an easy breath till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. They dragged him right out of Marge's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. When the sheriff arrived with his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered out, reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him
cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with the one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide. Bubba shot the jukebox, stopped with one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night.
Mark Chestnut, that was Bubba Shot the Jukebox, following Morgan Wallen with I Got Better. How has your week been? Mine, like I mentioned a few songs ago, has been good, but also still long. You know, I feel like I've gotten to the end of a good week, still ready for it to be over, and I'm not sure that I've ever encountered that before. You know, it's usually one or the other. This week can't end soon enough, or wow, this week has just been solid, and if it continued, I'd be okay. I think I found option C for the first time in my life. Yes, this week was good, but I also still want it to be over, and I'm ready for the next thing. I think I begin to understand, and I hate to go back to football, but I think of Mike McCarthy, who enjoyed a lot of success as the head coach of Green Bay for a long time, but it got to be clear near the end of his tenure there that a good thing wasn't good enough, you know, and I'm not saying I demand more out of the week than a good week. Frankly, if you can call a week good, I think you're doing phenomenally relative to the rest of the world. But at the same time, it just, yeah, it's like it's ready. It's time. The wine has matured to brandy, and we can take it out of the cask now and maybe have a party. You know, that might be what I need. Look around the area this weekend at what's going on and how I can celebrate. And I'll be looking right at the Chamber of Commerce calendar at all of the live music opportunities we've got here in Hayward. Seriously, check out the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce and just look at live music on that calendar. Look at nothing else. Just go through, count the number of live music performances happening around Hayward this weekend, today alone. Maybe I'll meet you at one of those and we can capitalize on a good week that still didn't end soon enough. Jason Aldean and Lone Star coming right up to keep the hour moving on Muskie Country.
101.1 FM, Muskie 101. Muskie 101.
Been going round and round all day, baling some hay and stacking it all up. Can't wait for the sun to go down, roll into town. Shine the old truck up, swing by the quick stop, grab a little shiner box, then ease on out your way to your place around 8 o'clock. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. I hope you're wearing those frayed out cutoffs. Makes me wanna get lost out in the moon. Tailgate down on a turn row, watch the corn grow. Baby, that's a good night. Anyone from the heartland is gonna understand what I'm talking about right now. Ain't no doubt we got a game plan. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you.
Chevy, ride this Chevy down a little back road. Slide your pretty little cell phone over and get a little close so you can play my radio. Put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I wanna take a little ride with you. Take a little ride with you. I wanna take a little ride with you.
I really enjoy the music. It's great.
The most country music.
Streaming 24/7.
Muskie 101.
He called her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room, just to hear her say, I love you one more time. And when he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. A little voice came on the phone and said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I know in your prayers. Oh, I'm already there. She got back on the phone, said, I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be all right. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light and close your eyes. I'm on. Sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end. Can you feel the love that we share? Oh, I'm already there. Oh, I'm
Muskie 101.
the trailer on a 2-inch hitch. Well, I can shoot a shotgun, I can catch a fish. I can change a tire on the side of a road. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know.
Lainey Wilson following Lone Star and Jason Aldean with Things a Man Oughta Know. I promised you two, and now you've heard three, but did you know that it's actually going to be a six-pack? Shania Twain's up next before I'm out of here with Dierks Bentley and Blake Shelton, too. Here's that critical question.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Last night when A really good variety.
Your country now online and on the app.
Muskie 101.
I see Main Street closing, miles of for sale signs, and them fields ain't growing fast enough to get us by. I feel the sweet release of a Friday night. For a couple of hours we can run this town till it runs dry. Tip it on back, make it feel good. Sip a little more than you know you should. Let the smoke roll off of your lips. Let grab the girl you came with and set her world on fire, and watch her sway and sing into the music until it's all alright. Yeah, tip it on back, make it feel good. Sip a little more than you know you should. Let the smoke roll off of your lips. Let it all go, whatever it is, and tip it. since the moment that you walked in. I got some wild ass buddies that love spending money, and I see you brought a couple of friends. Just tell me your name, I don't need your number or a date next Saturday. Baby, let's act like fools, break a few rules, party the night away. It's all about tonight, good times and the music and laughing and grooving to the band. Everybody's getting right, no worries, we're rocking all kinds of concoctions in our hands.
Blake Shelton, All About Tonight. I want to share a quick laugh with you before I'm gone today from Muskie Country. One of my colleagues here, who I share the studio with sometimes, just left for the day right before I am here at the end of the show. And he's a Vikings fan. And he just mentioned that he was going to go basically cope with the pain of the game last night. And I realized that we've been spending the whole day together in the studio, and he didn't mention that game once. And I said, oh, yeah. We haven't talked about that today. And before he closed the door, he said, and we're not going to either. Oh, Vikings fans, I'm sorry for what you're going through today. But no, I'm not, because you're the only team in the NFC North who's been competitive for years now. Like, the Bears and the Lions are just showing up after a few years off. But the Vikings, you guys have been a thorn in our side. So if you have a bad year, I'm cool with it. I hope you don't have two bad years in a row, though. We got to keep that division competitive. Anyway, that's just a silly little laugh that I didn't even expect to occur. So glad to bring it to you to finish the week this week on Muskie Country 101. We'll be back on Monday at 3 p.m., but don't wait for me. Get here at 6 a.m. Monday morning for the remarkable morning show with Civic Media's own Mark Lundeen here on the Civic Media Radio Network coming out of Hayward. Sorry, fell apart there. It's the end of the week, and it's showing. That's it for me today from Muskie Country. I'm Gray, and hey, if you stay tuned, I'll see you on Monday.
Muskie 101.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents to continue taking steps to protect themselves against mosquito bites this fall. According to a press release, the reminder comes following a positive Eastern equine encephalitis virus test in a Marathon County horse. There have been no human cases of the virus so far this year, but October is usually the most common time for humans to be infected. Mosquito activity will continue until there's a hard frost, meaning temperatures stay below 28 degrees for at least 4 straight hours. The Universities of Wisconsin is reporting another year of enrollment growth at a majority of their schools. Organization officials say 9 of the 13 universities saw enrollment growth this year, despite a decline in international students amid uncertainty with student visas. They say a major factor in the overall enrollment growth was the new Direct Admit program, which automatically offers admission to most UW schools for qualified high school seniors in Wisconsin. Freshman enrollment from Wisconsin students increased by a record 5.5%. The St. Croix Valley Foundation has announced the launch of a new grant program for nonprofits serving the western Wisconsin and eastern Minnesota region. The Nonprofit Capacity Building Grant Program will distribute $3.5 million of funding to help area nonprofits become more efficient and sustainable. Officials say nonprofits in the area are under heavy strain, facing persistent staffing shortages with limited budgets and turnover in leadership positions. More information on eligibility for the grant funding is available on the St. Croix Valley Foundation website. The Rice Lake Area School District is seeking community members who are interested in serving on the district's wellness committee. The committee is meant to ensure area students have access to nutritious meals and to promote more healthy eating habits to combat obesity. District officials say the work of the committee helps promote positive eating behaviors and helps their students reach their full academic potential. Area residents interested in serving on the wellness committee can contact the chair of the committee, Lori Johnson, by phone or by email. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Muskie 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds thickening for tonight, some showers late and a low in the mid-30s. Maybe a morning shower, then for tomorrow a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the low 50s. Partly sunny and highs in the upper 50s on Sunday. Rain chances return again Monday and Tuesday. It's 42 right now.
Muskie 101.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand. Smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Oh, my hand. Oh, my hand. I can still feel her fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress spin. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can. Smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Didn't get away. Muskie 101.
Just the other night at a hometown football game, My wife and I ran into my old high school flame. And as I introduced them, the past came back to me. And I couldn't help but think of the way things used to be. She was the one that I'd wanted for all times. And each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I wished back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Wasn't quite the angel that I remembered in my dreams, and I could tell the time changed me in her eyes too, it seemed. We tried to talk about the old days, there wasn't much we could recall. I guess the Lord knows what he's doing after all. I looked at my wife, and then and there I thanked the good Lord for the gifts in my life. Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he may not answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are all too often unanswered. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
My floor, the way you
Muskie 101.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the inn looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey, he didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kinda went misty. He said, you can't find that here. Cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late. Dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate, cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes and her hair. Eating burnt suppers the whole first year and asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass. And I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed, like old friends. Saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bonnet, taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now, cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl. The way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa, been right there as our time got small, and holding her hand when the good Lord called her up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He said, when you get home, she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. And look into those eyes so deep in love. Drank it up, cause that's the good stuff. Yeah, that's the good stuff.
The best country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
It was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeve. We both know we can't open that door no more, but she kept the hotel key. Well, I can still see her on the bed sitting Indian style, with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on, and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves of my clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. Yeah.
we left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head, she left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more. But she kept the hotel key.
FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
She said, I've seen you in here before. I said, I've been here a time or two. She said, hello, my name is Bobby Joe. Meet my twin sister Betty Lou. We're both feeling kind of wild tonight. You're the only cowboy in this place. And if you're up for a rodeo, I'll put a big Texas smile on your face. I said, girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down.